A growing immigrant group in Bloomington Normal faces barriers to get medical attention. The community healthcare clinic says Congolese patients face inequities because of a language barrier. Dana Vollmer reports.
The clinic is used to caring for immigrant communities. Five staff members are bilingual in Spanish. Nearly three-quarters of the clinic patient base is Hispanic. What the clinic didn't have was a French interpreter. Mike Romanoli is the executive director.
So it's kind of a chicken or the egg situation, right? So we have been caring for some of the patients from Congo for a while, right? But we have not been meeting their needs very well. And primarily, it's communication.
As the number of Congolese patients has risen, the issue has become bigger. Romanoli says the clinic has about 75 Congolese patients right now. A year ago, that number was closer to 10. He says new patients mostly come through word of mouth.
You know, we've had a few patients over the years that were African, and then now we've kind of gotten to the point where out in the African community, you know, we're getting to be better known and kind of building that trust.
The majority don't have insurance and don't think they can afford to go to the doctor. They share several health concerns. Romanoli says high blood pressure and diabetes are common. Congolese women often don't see reproductive health specialists. If you can't talk to patients to explain a diagnosis and medications, Romanoli says, there's a safety issue. So the clinic started looking for French interpreters.
You know, grabbing people off the street that look like they speak French, you know, just to get somebody in here. So in the last, like, month and a half, we've gone from 0 to 8 volunteer translators.
Those volunteers ultimately came from Illinois State, Illinois Wesleyan, and Heartland Community College, as well as within the Congolese population itself. Interpreter Lily Kambiana is Congolese. She's not a clinic patient. She's just trying to do her part to make sure others get the care they need. Kambiana says people often ignore signs they may be ill, things like constant fatigue or headaches, which could be a symptom of hypertension. Plus, she says a lot of Congolese people didn't get routine medical care back home.
Not everyone, you know, you need to go to the doctor because most of the people, they grow up with the different culture and with the different family.
Kambiana says her family did get regular checkups. They also saw eye doctors and went to the dentist. But poor and rural Congolese families might not have had that access or the habit. Kambiana says she tries to explain to them.
You need to take the medication. You need to go pass your exam to the doctor. It's very important because, number one, back home, not many people, they're doing the checkup.
There is a side benefit from Congolese translators. The clinic found having ambassadors within that community helped let people know about free services. They also find some patients don't want their interpreter to be Congolese. Executive Director Mike Romanoli says patients are worried about gossip.
So then we're like, oh, my God, we need a... You know, we need a white person that speaks French now to, you know, get to these people. And it's when it happens one time, you can kind of, you know, excuse it. But now it's been three other people that are interested in the healthcare services but are not going to talk about their medical conditions with a fellow Congolese community member.
That's where Jennifer Howell comes in. She teaches French and Francophone studies at ISU. Francophone refers to French-speaking countries outside of France. Howell specializes in French-speaking Africa.
The DRC actually is the largest Francophone country on the African continent, and the Congolese population is actually one of the largest populations to come to the U.S. for a while for refugee status, and then that immigration has just continued.
Howell says corruption and armed conflicts made access to resources in the Democratic Republic of the Congo variable depending on where you live. It can be a learning curve for people to know what's available when they come to the U.S. Howell says healthy eating can also be an adjustment. She says many staples of the Congolese diet contribute to illness.
The one that comes up a lot is cassava. I'm not sure if I would really call it a root vegetable, but it's like a tubular vegetable, and so they use a lot of it, like they'll ground it up into like a kind of flour. And it's interesting because if you're somebody that eats gluten-free, you'll often find cassava flour as an alternative. But, you know, like a cup of the cassava flour is like 75 grams of carbohydrates or something. So, I mean, it's actually pretty hefty in terms of what somebody should be eating.
Howell says the Congolese diet is also high in salt and oil. She says many patients didn't realize that was an issue until they started going to the clinic. Howell says immigrants and refugees often land where there are already established communities in the U.S. Bloomington Normal's Congolese population is growing. There are Congolese churches with services in French, an African grocery store, and many take English classes at Heartland. The clinic's Mike Romanoli says if the upward trajectory of new Congolese patients continues, they may need to add a full-time staffer dedicated to that community.
It's funny. I started here as a volunteer almost 17 years ago now. And where we are with the Congolese population is kind of right where we were with the Spanish-speaking community when I started. The pie in the sky kind of goal, right, is to basically get to the same spot with the African population as we are with our Hispanics. Yeah. To be the kind of the trusted authority sort of thing.
Romanoli says the clinic is proud of how far they've come to serve Congolese patients in a short amount of time. He says the next step is doing more outreach, visiting churches, posting information on social media, and continuing to learn about the culture through the patients they get to meaningfully communicate with for the first time. I'm Dana Vollmer.